after the rain. Do you some good? Why don't you make me just what you want? Someone said to me, I said, Rance, can you tell me your true feelings about heaven, your honest opinion, and how one should go about getting there? Well, let me tell you in the words of this song what my answer was. It goes something like this.
Heaven, oh Lord, that's where my heart is, yeah, I know. I know that heaven is in my heart. Tell y'all right now. Heaven ain't no hard place to find. Just let Jesus into your life. And he will be found out how beautiful life can be since you gave your all to me. Gave your all to me. Yeah. When I was down in the trenches, whole world was keeping in on me. And I just want to say thank you.
Put your hands together now and let us pray, yeah. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Hammond.
Oh, never been to Paris
in the spring or the fall.
I've never been to India,
see the Taj Mahal.
Oh no, no. I've never been to Switzerland, no, no.
See the Winter Games played.
Ooh, I've never been to New Orleans, oh.
Carnival of Mardi Gras, yeah.
Never been to London on a foggy day.
Gonna play. If I can only make it to heaven, that would be good enough for me.
Because heaven is a place where I want to be.
Made of gold, heaven, where Satan.
song Chris Bird wrote for us called The Joy of the Lord.
To go where I've been in order to know how I feel.
with all of my heart. Yeah, with all of my heart. Yes, I will. And I won't leave to my own understanding in all of my ways. I'll acknowledge you, 'cause a second, and just let you know that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. You're at home, you need to find you a secret place.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Turn it into an altar. Get down on your knees. Lift your hands. Open your mouth. Throw your head back. And just begin to call the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, call him Lord, so Lord, 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 Lord.
Let me see some hands of some people who know that your faith has gone to work.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody in here believe that that thing that was worrying you, it's not going to worry you anymore? You believe Isaiah 26:3, that he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind staying on him. Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to call him again. And this time, we're going to call him out of gratitude. We're going to call him in an effort to say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. Come on, lift your hands, open your mouth, and just say, Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me.
Your neighbor and say, neighbor, say, in my life I've been up and I've been down, but say, in spite of my circumstance, in spite of my situations, look at him real good and say, in spite of what I'm going through right now, say, when I look back over my life and to see how far God brought me back, can't do nothing but thank the Lord. Somebody ought to get up.
The name of Jesus, every knee
tell God. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the name.
Something else.
Something about the name, Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name.
Yeah. It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name. Is the sweetest name,
yeah.
That's right. Just take a minute and explain to him what you're really trying to say. What you're really trying to say.
Some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain.
The power
that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That fire.
Said it's just like fire.
Where's it at?
Shut up in my mood.
Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets a movement. Said he won't leave me alone.
Clean up with us, everybody.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Oh,
how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the
How sweet is
name.
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet.
I know.
Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb.
Yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave you alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim and Jew, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Every knee has got to bow.
Well, tell him to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands
right now.
Praise
right now.
Ah. Oh, yeah.
Detroit, let me hear you.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about that name.
Something about the name Jesus.
Is the sweetest name.
Oh,
Listen. Last night, me and my wife were up to midnight with our 3-year-old. Had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul says he does not treat us as our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfections, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you got to learn how to praise him because of who he is. Because see, when you praise him for who he is, you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you've had an affair with Jesus, but I'm talking about you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, open up your spirit and take a moment. Here we go.
Oh!